A Christian schoolmaster's release is cause for ministry celebration. North Korea is the focus of a prayer awareness campaign, and ministry cycles back to its roots for a slave in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Pakistan, where a Christian school headmaster has been released from prison. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Parvez Masih was behind bars for 5 years, falsely charged under the country's blasphemy laws. Unfortunately, Nettleton says it's not unusual.
The blasphemy law in Pakistan often is used as a weapon if you have a dispute, if it's a property dispute, if you have an argument, and the police are open to locking up Christians. They're open to hearing these charges. And in the case of Parvez Masih, it then took 5 years to work through the court system to allow him to be released.
As for continued ministry, Nettleton believes it'll grow.
Christians, obviously, they know they're facing persecution. They know that this law is out there. They just have to be cautious and be graceful in the way they communicate, while at the same time being very clear with the message of the gospel, being very clear about what they believe.
Next, the Open Doors World Watch List 2006 ranks North Korea number one once again for Christian persecution.
The reality is North Korea has draped a dark cloud over itself and prevented the world from seeing the horrible abuses that are going on inside prison camps and torture environments throughout North Korea.
In light of its track record of human rights abuses, Open Doors launched the North Korean Freedom Week prayer campaign, now in its second day. It coincides with China's visit to the U.S. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says China can put pressure on North Korea to reform.
The Christian in North Korea faces a desperate situation where if they are to practice their faith, they have to do it in utter secrecy. Because if they're discovered, not only they can be put into a labor camp, but up to 3 generations of their family can join them.
Mueller says the awareness campaign encourages churches to help by praying for North Korea.
North Korea is, in every definition of the word, a rogue state, and deserves the concerted prayer focus of the Christian community to stand for and with our brothers who suffer for faith in Christ there.
If you'd like more information, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. While international adoptions from Kazakhstan have been suspended for several months, the informal moratorium appears to have been lifted. Bethany Christian Services is excited to announce they've reopened their adoption program for that Central Asian country. Children from Kazakhstan come from a variety of ethnic backgrounds, and they are all in need of forever families who will show them the love of Christ. Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, after suffering through 8 years as a Drakosi slave in idol shrines in Ghana, West Africa, a young woman named Esther was finally liberated from her bondage. Through the work of Every Child Ministries, God worked to bring healing and transformation, and now ECM's Lorella Rouster says this former slave is making a difference in other slaves' lives.
When people see her, they know immediately that she was a shrine slave, and yet they know that she's now proclaiming Christ. So that has a tremendous impact.
Every Child helped Esther complete her high school education and get informal Bible training. Rouster says she's putting that to good use.
She's now a deaconess in her local church. She's been a Sunday school teacher. She's led her parents to Christ, who were idol worshipers. Now she is on staff with Every Child Ministries, and she is helping other slaves as a counselor and a Bible teacher.
And a third of residents in Mayulabo, Indonesia, were killed in the December 2004 tsunami and resulting earthquake. Since then, Food for the Hungry's been in the region, helping to rebuild Mayulabo in partnership with the U.S. city of Phoenix, Arizona. A Food for the Hungry team is currently there, helping with education and employment needs and assessing the redevelopment effort. It's all in an effort to respond to God's call to meet people's physical and spiritual needs. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tibbett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.